Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Now, of course, getting into the GOAT, the mascot of hip-hop, which you already know at this point in time was something I had to say because, of course, when it comes to Size 7, he is nowhere to be found. Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't be surprised if he took another 4 to 5 year hiatus. Because when it comes to Kendrick, and when it comes to his specific singles, right? Kendrick still has the 6th most played track in the world with Luther. But of course, who is that with? SZA. So with that being said, the main thing I wanted to know was the totality of streams as far as Drake and Kendrick. And as of right now, Drake has officially surpassed Kendrick as far as monthly listeners on Spotify. Drake has 80.9 million monthly listeners. And of course, Kendrick has 80.6 million monthly listeners. Now, of course, when it comes to the totality of what I'm about to get into, I just wanted to let that be known because when it comes to the Wireless Festival and him showcasing how much of a mammoth he's been since like 2010 or 2009, I forget when did he actually start blowing up, because in general, if you look at DSPs, it shows a vastly different story than the actual mixtape apps. When it comes to his singles, when it comes to his albums, his first album ever was 2009 with So Far Gone, and technically that was a mixtape, going back to my point about the mixtape apps. So when it comes to Drake, he's been running this game since 2009. So whenever a rapper actually surpasses him, and not quality, because I always say just because you sell a lot does not mean you make the highest quality. But when it comes to engagement, that's objective. That's an objective metric that we can use to compare to superstars when it comes to consumption. So anyways, the reason why I say all that is essentially to say this. Kendrick has officially lost the title as the most engaged hip-hop artist in the world. He had it. We thought he was finna run with it. We thought it was finna be a Size 7 era, but pun intended, I guess it was a little short, as when it comes to Size 7, his era has officially ended as far as his consecutive streak of being the most listened to artist when it comes to hip hop. Now, getting into the entire music genre, because of course I cover all genres when it comes to the music field, I do want to talk about what Drake had to say about What Did I Miss not being the number one most played track in the world, which I already called way before it happened. But when it comes to the coverage of Drake, he did just perform at the Wireless Festival 2025, 3 nights, 3 days, back to back to back. So, well, 3 nights. So essentially, when it comes to that, and when it comes to the overall analytics that I just got into, as far as Kendrick's most popular track being the 6th most popular track in the world, and then Drake, his most popular track, Nokia, currently is the 20th most played track in the world. And I know people are probably saying, what about What Did I Miss? What about What Did I Miss? Well, technically, when it comes to that track, we don't know where it's going to be yet. When it comes to July 12th, it's projected, no, not July 12th. When it comes to July 19th, it's projected to be to debut at number 10 as far as July 10th, 19th, but that's future predictions. As of right now, he's saying he's number two, but as far as the analytics I've been looking at, I'm not saying it didn't come close, because when I looked at it back, I think it was July 12th. Yeah, when I look at, no, it wasn't July 12th. Maybe it was July 5th. Let me see. I think it was July 12th. Anyways, when I looked at it, he was nowhere close to having a number one hit. The highest I've seen was number two, which, of course, you saw the screenshot when he was complaining. We're going to get to that in a second. But ultimately, I always knew that Ordinary by Alex Warren was going to be number one. And if it wasn't that one, it was going to be Golden by the K-pop Demon Hunters. And if you don't believe me, just look up my coverage of K-pop Demon Hunters to realize how crazy they've been running the charts to the point where they're definitely winning a Grammy for Best Soundtrack. And then, not even to mention, as far as future analytics for July 26, Justin Bieber's song Daisy is set to be the second most played track in the world. And then What Did I Miss by Drake is set to slide from 10 to 12. So ultimately, when it comes to having the second most played track in the world, quote unquote, it's going to be short lived. And I think that's why Drake is coming out like this, because he knows that was his only chance to get the number one. Because Daisy's by Justin Bieber, Golden by K-pop Demons, K-pop Demon Hunters, and Ordinary by Alex Warren are going to be competing for that number one spot. So all these objective analytics is just to let you know this. When Drake performs three different set lists with three different vibes, three different nights, it's essentially to showcase that it don't matter how many times he may miss out on the number one, because of course, like he told y'all, he almost has more number ones than Michael Jackson. Now, with that being said, I do believe he made it a point to have three different vibes with his set list to showcase that even if he may not be the most popular in the world, he is the most diverse artist in the music industry. Now, of course, that's obviously subjective. Drake's my favorite artist, so I'm a little biased. But at the end of the day, I will say his versatility is what kept him on top for quite some time, especially in different fan bases. Because some people like UK drill Drake. Some people like popcorn dance hall type Drake. Some people like Mob Boss raps as far as Scorpion when it comes to the 8 out of 10 track, when it comes to all of the tracks he sent towards Kanye's way. People like the Mob Boss type mentality from Drake. Other people like the melodies, which goes back to the R&B anthems. There's so many different Drakes that I could keep going. I mean, there's the boom bap Drake where he tried to get on as far as the end of For All Your Dogs, the Scary Hour edition. He really was trying to make that his boom back project, which, you know, it wasn't necessarily that, but, you know, he attempted, right? And then ultimately, when it comes to Her Loss, that's more house music. Now, I don't know if that's a huge conglomerate as far as that specific fan base, but ultimately, Drake performed over 50 songs at Wireless, three different nights, three different vibes. And of course, I have the entire set list from night one, night two, and night three. But if you didn't know, that's the main purpose of the segment. I know all of the analytics that is threw at you was a lot, but if you're new, just know that's what we do. We cover the charts. It's a notorious mass effect. So that being said, Drake's definitely notoriously affecting the masses, pun intended.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And as he brought out many guests that people didn't even think, they didn't even have an inclination to assume that they was going to show up. I'm talking about Lauryn Hill. I'm talking about other artists. Well, let me just bring it up right now, because obviously you see Lotto right here in full effect. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to bless your eyeballs. But with that being said, when it comes to the actual set list, so the first one, if he was getting to the first night, which we're definitely going to break this up. So as far as the entire coverage, that's what I'm going to have this segment for. But then I'm going to get specifically in each and every day. So for this one, we're just going to throw it up right quick. So This was Friday, and as you can tell, this was more of an R&B vibe. He brought out Party Next Door. He brought out Bobby V, Mario, Giveon, Bryson Tiller, Party Next Door. As you can see right here, can I draw on this? Where's my marker? Do I have a marker? L-Tech guy. I'm out here trying to draw on this. I don't know if that's helping. Is that helping? Well, let's close that. No, that's not doing anything. All right, that's fantastic. Anyways, L-Tech guy, we just gonna act like that didn't happen. So anyways, let's pull this back up. So as far as bringing out Bobby V, Mario, Giveon, Bryson Tiller, which to this day, I think Bryson Tiller and Brent Faiyaz has some of the best tracks as far as a collaborative effort with Drake. I'm not going to say of all time, but it's definitely up there. I mean, Wasted Time with Brent Faiyaz and Drake, I think to this day is one of the better R&B tracks from Drake. But anyways, then he brought back out Party Next Door again to finish the set. And then who is this right here? I know y'all see that name right here. Y'all can't see my cursor, but let's just say at the very bottom, it says brings out Lauryn Hill.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I wonder, was she late to her feature performance? Anyways, you know what I mean? Can't wait that up. But, you know, at the end of the day, Lauryn Hill does have an interesting reputation on being late to her performances. But to be fair, at the Essence Festival, she showed up on time, and as far as the public perception, it seems as if she was the one that was disrespected as far as the output and how many people were there at Essence Festival, even though she was on time. And now, when it comes to Drake's Wireless night for the first night, to bring her out at the end for Nokia and then Nice for What? No, he brought her out after Nokia and for Nice for What? That was amazing, right? So we're going to get into that in more detail. But of course, then we go into day two. So that was an R&B vibe. Day two, of course, it's just straight hard hitting beats and rap. So when it comes to that, he brought out Yeet for IDG AF. You know, it's a PG podcast, so I can't tell you what the acronym is for. He brought out Fake Mink. Is that his name? I don't know who that is. He brought out Heady One. He brought out K-Trap, J-Hus. I don't know who these people are. Okay, he brought out Skepta, Dave. I know who they are. He brought out Central C. Brought out Party Next Door again, of course. And then, like you seen in the video that I was playing earlier, he brought out Lotto. And it should be at the part where he brought out Sexy Red. Oh, well, there it is right here. He's taking off the shoes, you know. the greatest panderer in music history. I ain't gonna lie to you. And then we have Sexy Red, and we have 21 Savage, and then that was it. And then at the end, he brought out Vanessa Carlton. So I don't know what in the world made him want to bring out random people at the end of every single night, because who would have called Lauryn Hill? Who would have called Vanessa Carlton? Nobody, right? So when he brought out Vanessa Carlton, obviously I would play it, but, you know, I'm not trying to get copywritten. So I can just show y'all right here if I could bring this up right quick. So as far as her name, make sure I'm not misspelling that right. Let me see. So I think it's a Thousand Miles or something like that. She came out to do her like popular hit, and it was insanity, because who in the world would have thought Drake would have brought her out for the last set, for the last song, right? So anyways, here we go right here. So as you can see right here, let me pause that. Twitter quality. So I swear that's Drake. I swear this is Vanessa Carlton that's coming up. So as you can see, she's in the background. She's playing the piano. Okay, the quality's getting a little better. And you can see Drake's just vibing now as she sings her Thousand Miles song. Very random. But hey, that was the end of night two. So as far as Wireless Festival, can't believe that that was actually something that happened on night two. Because who would have called that right after something like this, right? Literally, that was the same night. Imagine bringing out Sexy Red and then Vanessa Carlton for 1,000 Miles. I mean, talk about the range. So anyways, with that being said, then we get into the third night. And that's just straight Caribbean vibes, and more specifically, a more global appeal, as he brought out Central C. And of course, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but one of the things I did call as far as his Iceman episode one, which, you know, you can look up now if you just type in Iceman Analytic Dreams with a Z, and it's the episode one that I covered his ultimate showcase of his single What Did I Miss? But ultimately, the main thing I wanted to showcase was essentially, when it comes to Face First, who told y'all that this was one of the tracks to look out for. This track right here with Central C, Face First, was something he was previewing on Iceman Episode 1. And of course, you could go back to it. July 4th, 2025 is still there on DSP, you know, on whatever platform you listen to podcasts. If you just type in Face First, Analytic Dreams with a Z. I basically told y'all that I don't know why in the world nobody's been paying attention to Face First. Everybody's paying attention to Supermax. Everybody's paying attention to What Did I Miss, which, you know, to be fair, both of those tracks are phenomenal from a lyrical standpoint, because, of course, Drake's rapping about certain things in his life. But when it comes to the global appeal and how Nokia blew up and how a lot of other One Dance type of tracks blew up, I literally said that Face First reminded me of a One Dance because of the way that Drake was vibing to the beat, because he was giving us a preview without having his actual vocals on the beat. And you're probably wondering, how does that happen? Well, when he was driving the Iceman van and the beat was playing, he was literally giving us a preview by saying it himself. So he was like saying the lyrics while he was driving. So you kind of already knew where the song was going, but you had to pay attention. So a lot of people missed that, but I covered that on Notorious Mass Effect, which is why you should, you know, subscribe, hit the bell icon, and of course to be notified when I post again about the music and gaming industry. But I'm pretty sure that a lot of people didn't notice that at all. So I think that's one of the tracks that could really blow up for Drake. I think that could be his next Nokia. And I said that when I covered that. I think Face First had the biggest potential on blowing up. So as far as Night 3 specifically, when it comes to the conclusion of the Wireless Festival takeover, it was more global theme, like I said, with him bringing out Central C. And it was very different from Night 1 and Night 2, because, of course, with Night 1 and Night 2, it kind of had a lot of things that correlated as far as rapping going to singing or singing going to rapping. When it comes to this, this is literally just showcasing how broad Drake's music is, because of course when it comes to Vybz Kartel and his return, did you know that when it comes to Vybz Kartel performing in the UK, it is the first time in 20 years after his 13-year prison sentence? Now of course you're probably thinking to yourself, Vybz Kartel could have had that performance by himself. Why did he give that moment to Drake? It's almost like people have more respect for Drake than Size 7 would like you to believe. So that being said, Vybz Kartel came out and gave a 90-minute set with hits like Picture This, Romping Shop with Spice, and he also brought out Molly for her hit Shake It to the Max, which I've also covered on this podcast as far as, let me see, Shake It. Yeah, Molly, Silent Addy, Skillenberg, and Shinsia. I covered that. So if you just type in Molly, which is with an I-Y, not just a Y, so it's M-O-L-I-Y, Analytic Dreams with a Z, and my specific coverage of that will pop up. But ultimately, I already covered that. So Vybz Kartel brought them out for their hit, and then 90 minutes given to Drake when it's your first time in the UK since your 13-year prison sentence, and not even talking about totality as far as 20 years. Safe to say Drake has a lot more respect than, you know, some people would like you to believe. So Vybz Kartel brought it down, shut it down. He basically shut the whole house down. And then Drake came back out and ended it with Hotline Bling in Nokia. And then there's a little common theme here. You know, Drake has already made, he's always made it a point to say that his last song should be his most recent hit. And he always said if his most recent hit was 5 to 10 years ago, then he may have to hang it up. Safe to say with Nokia being the last of Friday and then being the last of Sunday, he's basically showcasing that he is far from over, as his last hit was literally like, when did Nokia come out? His last hit was literally February 14th of this year. So we're going to get into each day specifically. I'm going to get into some of the features, not for as long. This is more of an overview of the Wireless Festival. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the breakdown. Ultimately, when I'm getting into Drake, well, pause.
You guys... See, that's the problem.
But when I'm talking about the summary of Drake's Wireless Festival, I just wanted to showcase how when I say Drake's the GOAT, it's not just because I like Drake music. It's ultimately a lot of factors that I reiterate as far as engagement wise. And then I think the quality is at a high level to the point where I believe he's the GOAT. Just because you sell the most does not mean you're the GOAT, because you don't see me running around talking about how Alex Warren is the greatest artist ever. You don't see me running around talking about how Morgan Wallen on this podcast is the greatest artist ever. I talk about Drake. So when it comes to just because he sells a lot, it's not really, you know, that's a lot of things they throw at Drake fans as far as, y'all only go to what's hot. Well, if I was only going to what's hot, all my favorite artists would be white people. Literally. Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Alex Warren, those would be my favorite artists, but they are not. So with that being said, being in hip hop, oh, and don't even get me started by hip hop. My favorite artist in hip hop, if it was like that, would be Jack Harlow, Ian, like Eminem, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different when it comes to Size 7 fans and their delusional rebuttals. So ultimately, Drake shut it down, did something that only few artists in the game can actually do as far as having not even just a regular B, C cut type of set list. These are all hits, and he switched it up as far as the vibes. Went from R&B to hip hop to the broader appeal as far as global, and brought out everybody and their mama. That was a huge impact in that specific genre, which showcases the range of Drake and why I ultimately call him not only the mascot, but the GOAT of hip hop. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Drake at Wireless Festival for 2025 and him headlining every single night? Something that hasn't been done since Prince. Shout out to What's the Dirt for that fun fact. But ultimately, showcasing once again that Drake's the GOAT. So click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What was your favorite night of the Wireless Festival? Did you go to the Wireless Festival? But if you didn't, of course, from the public perception, from the bird's eye view, behind the black screen, what seemed like your favorite night from Drake at the Wireless Festival?
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money at
Menards. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.